Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
He is indeed high and lifted up, and he deserves all honor. He deserves all worship, adoration, and praise. I mean, he's right there. He's right there, keeping his word above all. He keeps his word. Gave you the sounds there from Pastor Sipho Ngwenya, featuring Kate Nyamenze on the lead, and the title of the song, You Are High and Lifted Up. It's a Friday. So we are just having a great time. We're having a ball. And I'm going to give you an opportunity. I know Tulani likes this a lot. If you desire to have a particular song played for you, you can do so. You can ask right now. You can ask that I play for you that song right now. And I will definitely do that in this hour. In the coming hour, I won't have that time because I will be talking to... and getting close and getting to know Sifiso Mabuza better as a recording artist and a worshipper. But in this hour, I can do that for you. I can do that. It's a promise that I give you. So, yeah, you can make your request and send me your WhatsApp to 082-657-2729 or send me your SMS to 37871. I'm crossing over to Deb Zelenzinikia. The surname, I'm trying to say it correctly. Zelenzniak. Yes, who is the CEO of Santa Shoebox Projects. And do you remember we're talking about Rise on Paper, Reality in Crisis, where our South African rural children are left behind as we were celebrating World Children's Day yesterday. But we still have those children whose rights are still not met where early childhood development is concerned. And so, yeah, they are just on survival mode, but let's go find out more from Dev, taking us there, the sounds of Bongiwe Madela, the song it's Covenant.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
With 42% of South African children living in rural households, that's 8.8 million children. The issue of access to quality early childhood development is unfortunately dire. We understand the urban context far more easily than we do the rural. If you can bear in mind that, for example, children living closer than 5 kilometers to their place of education are not provided with school transport. These are young children, 6 years old and younger, who are asked to walk along dirt roads, often barefoot. It's not a pretty picture. It's heart sore. These, of course, are children who have tenuous access to good nutrition. The schools themselves, the early childhood development centers, generally are not registered with the Department of Basic Education because they don't meet the criteria which will qualify them to receive the daily child grant, which is now, as we know, 24 Rand, raised from 17 Rand, which was unchanged for about 5 years. But even 24 Rand, should they receive it, and most don't, it's simply not enough to cover the running costs of an early childhood development center. The daily cost per child is closer to 36 Rand per child per day. A rural ECD can, of course, be transformed into a vibrant center of learning and opportunity, but it requires investment. The Department of Basic Education does not have the resources or is simply not applying the resources to early childhood development. So it falls to the private sector, it falls to the nonprofit organizational sector to invest in our youngest citizens, training their teachers, providing the teaching resources that are required, improving on infrastructure. The Santa Shoebox Project does exactly that. We have built 7 early childhood development centers in rural areas in 6 years. They are now gold standard Department of Basic Education. They're not registered though. They need enclosed property for safety of the children. They need trained teachers. They need teaching resources like books. They, of course, need a kitchen in order to provide what is often the only nutritious meal of the day to the children in their care. They need 1 classroom per 25 children in attendance and many other incredible aspects of early childhood development, all of which must be met in order to ensure the United Nations standards of early childhood development. We're very proud to say that this is where we invest most of our resources, and it is bearing fruit. We've got hundreds of children attending Santa Shoebox Project early childhood development centers in the care of qualified teachers with all the resources necessary to provide a quality education. National Department of Basic Education intentions are unfortunately not translating into quality care on a provincial level. The funds, unfortunately, do not reach the intended beneficiaries. The women, largely women, who run the ECDs are doing so as entrepreneurs. They're not employed by the Department of Basic Education. They don't receive the necessary funding to upgrade their facilities, to upgrade their skill level, to ensure adequate nutrition, adequate teaching resources to reach the children in their care. I think that we know, and no fingers being pointed, but we know that many municipalities, many provincial government departments are bankrupt. And why that is, well, I'm going to leave that to the voters to decide. But the money is not reaching their intended beneficiaries. And as a result, especially in the rural areas, early childhood development centers are being neglected. And the women running them are doing their very, very best. I'm certainly not pointing fingers at them, but they're not being supported, certainly not on a provincial level. I urge decision makers in the private sector to invest with credible, historically trustworthy NPOs who deliver on their promises, who underpromise and overdeliver, who have a track history of delivering on their promises. CSI managers, SED managers within organizations, reach out to organizations, NPOs operating in your area, in the field that makes your heart sing. If it's early childhood development, and I urge it to be, then please reach out to the Santa Shoebox Project, to the Center for Early Childhood Development, for Breadline Africa. There are many of us doing sterling work with an impeccable track record. Of course, supporting NPOs that are registered public benefit organizations generates a Section 18A tax deductible receipt for the donor. I think the work that is being done by NPOs fills a gap that the Department of Basic Education can simply not meet. We welcome your support. We work together to align our goals. And again, we deliver on our promises. The all-important thrive by 5 years of a young child's development are absolutely critical to ensure that that child remains on a successful trajectory throughout their school career. Developmental milestones must be met. And in the first 5 years of a child's development, of a child's life, the brain has an unrepeated rate of development. If we miss that incredible window of opportunity for learning, that child is always remaining on the back foot, certainly in the educational trajectory, and then unfortunately, subsequently, into their productivity and their socioeconomic stance and their psychosocial development as an adult contributing to the economy of South Africa. Catch a child in their formative years, and you stand a chance of seeing them reach their full potential. The United Nations Rights of a Child, as outlined in the Convention on the Rights of the Child, guarantees every child under 18 the right to life, survival, development, protection from harm, and the right to an identity, education, and healthcare. Studies have shown and continue to prove that education, health, and nutrition interventions during early childhood have a potential associative effect on later adult productivity and well-being.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.